Hi guys, welcome to Emancipated Human Radio. Today is our first show and my name is Luis Fernando Mises. I'm really excited about the new series that we're going to be doing once a week on Fridays, and we're going to touch on things that are buzzing, that are trending through the week. Today we're going to be talking briefly about Bitcoin and the whole idea about being a bubble. So what, in my perspective, I have been holding Bitcoin for quite a while, and you know, it's at around $2,450. And a lot of people are saying that they need to sell, they need to do away with it because, you know, it's just a bubble, nobody should invest in it. While that makes sense, and you know, we can very well be experiencing a bubble, what's most important, I think, beyond this is the idea that even if it goes down back to, let's say, 1500, maybe 1800, maybe even a little bit lower than that, what's important is to realize that Bitcoin is here to stay, regardless of the fact that it's working. You know, there's some issues, I guess, some people would say, about like fees and the size of the blockchain and all of that. Bitcoin has revolutionized the way we think about money and the way we do transfers, the way we deal with trading. And it's a disruptive energy that is a good thing. And if we think about it as disrupting the old, the stale, what's no longer serving the purpose to mankind, which could be banking and money transfers and all of that, Bitcoin in the long run is going to go even, I mean, it's $2,500 is not the peak by any stretch of the imagination. There's going to be a point where you're not even going to think of Bitcoin in dollars. You're just going to think of Bitcoin. So that's my stance on it. I'm going to hold, and I can understand, you know, if some people want to sell 50% of their Bitcoin. Some of us have made some good change on that. We're going to, you know, probably sell some of that, wait until it dips and buy again. Personally, I'm just going to hold. You know, it's just money. Regardless, I, you know, highly think and suggest that we shouldn't invest what we don't think we could lose. So if you're comfortable with the ups and downs, I would say that we need to stick with Bitcoin for a long, long time, long run, and it's going to yield extremely good dividends. So that's where I'm at with Bitcoin. And the idea is that it's not just about a distributed database. It's not just the way that, you know, a lot of people say, well, it's fake money. What's the idea about Bitcoin? How is it different from the Federal Reserve notes that is backed by nothing? And, well, first of all, Bitcoin is not fake money. It's in the mathematical realm. It exists. It's happening. The value of Bitcoin is what's subjective. Just like anything else in the world, even life itself, all the value that things have in life is subjective and created by our perception and by our choices. So that's what makes you know, Bitcoin interesting too, because it doesn't require us to have a physical element to money, and it's no longer a commodity of sorts, which, you know, some people would argue that the blockchain in itself, you know, wouldn't be a commodity, because I think it is, and that is what creates a lot of value in that. So the idea again is to just sit tight, hold on, and enjoy the ride, because there's going to be some up and downs, and ultimately and unequivocally more ups than downs. If it dips $100 every now and then, don't sweat it, don't sell. I don't know of any investment that within 1 year has gone up $1,500. So this is a wonderful way to do away with the tyrannical concept of the Federal Reserve. Actually, I have a lot of my cash with Bitcoin, and I have it pegged to my Shift card, and then I don't have to deal in blood money, which is what the dollar has become. Starting to deal also with some I've been trading with some gold and silver, so that's pretty cool too. I've been a gold bug for a while, but trading in gold is it's actually kind of fascinating. And it's interesting to notice that as other altcoins come to be, Bitcoin, in my opinion, will remain as the gold of cryptocurrency. Why? Because yeah, it does have smaller block sizes, and the fees are a little bit higher. And it's it's just the gold of cryptocurrencies. There are other ones that I do like Ethereum, Litecoin, and I think that Litecoin is gonna do pretty well, especially now that Coinbase has adopted it in its wallet. I think it's gonna perform really, really well. And actually, I'm thinking about starting to mine that. I was looking at some machines to be able to do some mining. I was looking at the price, about $1,500, and you end up making about $50 a day. If you buy one in 30 days, you have your money back. One of my friends was telling me he's gonna buy six. In 45 days, you're gonna have your money back, and you're just gonna be making, $200 a day just mining, and that's quite fantastic if you're able to invest that kind of currency into a technology that's disrupting the old, the stale, and what's becoming basically murderous and irrelevant. So we're moving into a different realm. We're moving into a higher level of coherence within the human mind, and that's what cryptocurrencies represent, especially Bitcoin, in my opinion. So once more, just I'm on a hold, and I hope I can persuade you. I have persuaded you to hold as well. There's gonna be a time where we're all gonna be millionaires if we're holding on our Bitcoin for long term. I hope you're one of those people. I hope that you do great. I hope that you're able to keep some aside, in a vault or something, and some for your normal day-to-day usage, because with your Visa card that you can get, you can use Bitcoin anywhere. Alternatively, there's so many places now that are taking Bitcoin. Even I buy gold with Bitcoin, with Provident Metals. Some subways take Bitcoin. Overstock.com takes Bitcoin. Even Amazon takes Bitcoin. So, gosh, Microsoft is taking Bitcoin too. There's so many places, and that's very, very exciting. The US government is doing a lot of investigation on that, and they're trying to understand. They just cannot fathom it, and they hate it. But, the banks and the governments are going to have to either revolutionize themselves and eventually, maybe die. But Bitcoin's here to stay and change our lives for the better. This is Luis Fernando Mises. I hope you like this. I hope you gained a little bit of insight. Maybe I made you think a little bit. And we're going to be doing something like this, maybe a little bit more extensive, a little more in depth about current events. And if you like this, please share it by any means. And follow us on emancipatedhuman.com. We just did a new face on the website. We're creating more content, weekly articles, and this podcast is going to be a weekly thing as well. Our Facebook page, Emancipated Human, we have reached about 65,000 likes, and we get in a reach anywhere between 500,000 to 1 million people a week. We're doing excellent work and collaborating with a bunch of other great people. I hope you have a fantastic day this Friday, and remember, peace, love, and anarchy. Have a fantastic day.